Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe. Friends, I know your English will improve today. Now, are you a fan of the Star Wars movies? You're not sure what that is? That is 星际大战. Have you seen any of them? Maybe you've seen all of them because you really are a fan. Well, the title of today's lesson is Star Wars, Return of the Franchise. Return of the Franchise? That sounds kind of familiar, like one of the titles of these movies. Well, we do have some strange section titles today. One is, I've got a bad feeling about this, and may the gross be with you. Yes, that's may the gross be with you. Why? You'll find out. Friends, open up your magazine and let's begin.
Star Wars, Return of the Franchise. Coming to a galaxy near you. Though the Force awakens in just a few days, was it really ever asleep? Since the first film's release in 1977, the influence of the Star Wars franchise never seems to have faded. I've got a bad feeling about this. With Episode 7 now on the horizon, excitement has reached a new level. Director George Lucas and many others did not feel the same kind of energy leading up to the first film's opening, however. As a matter of fact, Lucas felt so certain of failure that he went to Hawaii to avoid the first screening.
Welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章第一个重点我们看 franchise 这个名词。Franchise 是指商业特许权。例如 the company paid a fortune to get the franchise to build railroads and train stations across the country. 这家公司付了一大笔钱得到在全国盖铁路以及火车站的特许经营权。或者是 this international corporation owns several fast food franchises.这家国际集团拥有好几家素食的特许经营权。接下来我们看的是 horizon 这个名词。horizon 是指地平线。例如 ,a truck loomed on the horizon in the fog. 浓雾中一台卡车若隐若现地出现在地平线。on the horizon 在课文中不是指在地平线上而是指即将来临的。例如 ,the mega theme park on the horizon will attract thousands and thousands of visitors.这座即将开幕的超大型主题乐园将吸引成千上万的游客。它的形容词是在字尾加上 AL 变成 horizontal, 意思是指水平的。例如 a horizontal line 是指一条水平的横线。
Star Wars. Are you ready, Rebecca?
I am ready.
Good.
Let's talk about Star Wars.
Because this new movie is coming out on December 18th.It's called The Force Awakens, and it's starring the original actors like Harrison Ford. I am so looking forward to this. Rebecca, have you seen the original Star Wars movies?
As a matter of fact, I did, Gabe. When my brother was younger, he was a big fan of Star Wars, and of course, as the older sister, I wanted to watch the movies with him. So of course, my favorite was...The Return of the Jedi.
Oh, The Return of the Jedi, yes. Our lesson is Star Wars Return of the Franchise. Friends, you will notice a lot of interesting headings in our lessons over the next couple of days. Return of the Franchise is kind of supposed to be a play on that title, Return of the Jedi. The other titles for the original movies were A New Hope and The Empire Strikes Back.
Strikes Back. I liked that one too.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely Return of the Jedi was my favorite. Now, what about you, Gabe? Did you watch the original?
I did. And I also saw most of the ones that were made about 10 years ago. Wow. But I gotta say, the originals really were better, in my opinion. Well, friends, we continue here, coming to a galaxy near you. This sounds similar to what you hear when a movie comes out. It says it's coming to a theater near you. But here, of course, it's coming to a galaxy near you because Star Wars takes place in space.
That's pretty cool, isn't it? Actually, I really like that picture that you were just showing.
I know. Yes. Okay. So this is an example of a galaxy. Of course, you would see other things like this in the Star Wars movies, right? Well, we continue. Though the Force awakens in just a few days, was it really ever asleep? Okay, The Force Awakens, that's the name of this next movie. Since the first film's release in 1977, the influence of the Star Wars franchise never seems to have faded. Alright, so ever since those first movies came out, we've been experiencing the influence.
Exactly. Okay, well let's go ahead and read our very first interesting title right here. I've got a bad feeling about this. With episode 7 now on the horizon, excitement has reached a new level. And you see that phrase, on the horizon? We want to talk about that phrase just a little bit. This just means that something is likely to happen very soon. But you know what's interesting, Gabe, is typically when I see the word horizon, I often think of the sunrise or the sunset.
Yes, exactly. Especially maybe over the ocean, the flat ocean, because that line between the water and the sky, that's called the horizon, the di ping xian in Chinese, right? So if it's on the horizon, imagine you're on a road, you could see the horizon in the distance, it's getting closer, right? That means it's approaching, that means something is going to come your way, right? It's on the horizon. This is a very useful phrase. For example, maybe your friend is getting married soon. That means a wedding is on the horizon for him.
Exactly. Or maybe you're driving down the road and you see some big, big black clouds coming toward you. You could say there is definitely a storm on the horizon.
Well, yeah, literally, it's literally on the horizon. It's coming your way. Well, friends, what is on the horizon for you? Maybe a big change is going to happen in your life, and you're excited about it. It's on the horizon. Well, we read here, actually, this title of this section is also interesting. This is a line that was repeated in every Star Wars movie. I've got a bad feeling about this. But, Rebecca.
Yes.
I've got a bad feeling about this. Can you say that?
I've got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, that's right. That's kind of how they said it in some of these movies. I've got a bad feeling about this. Something was going to happen. And friends, you can see here, I'm so excited about this. This Star Wars movie is coming out soon.
You know, Gabe, I just love the font.
You've got a great feeling about this,
haven't you? I've got a great feeling about this movie. And I've also got a great feeling about the next section of this lesson.
Good, good, very good.
We read, director George Lucas and many others did not feel the same kind of energy leading up to the first film's opening, however. That means that they didn't think the first film was really going to be a success, did they?
Exactly. So the very first film they make, George Lucas really did have a bad feeling about this. So we're learning about the history of that first film, the making of that film, right? We read here, as a matter of fact, Lucas felt so certain of failure that he went to Hawaii to avoid the first screening. All right, he really wanted to get away from this. He was sure it was going to be a failure.
And if you're certain of something, that just means that you have no doubts about something. Mm-hmm. You know that something is going to happen. So in this case, George Lucas thought for sure the film was going to fail.
Okay, so you could use this phrase in the opposite way, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe you are certain of success with your school project. Or nobody is certain of what tomorrow holds. Only God knows. Nobody is certain.
Exactly. Now, in the sentence we just read, as a matter of fact, Gabe, do you know what time it is?
It's twin time.
That's right. The ladies would like to talk to us about this phrase, as a matter of fact. So, let's go. Yeah.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to A Closer Look Twin Time.
I'm your teacher, Christina.
And I'm your teacher, Serena.
Today, we are going to take a closer look at the idiom as a matter of fact. This means actually. It could also mean believe it or not. It adds more to what you say. You can also say in fact. All right, let's take a look at our sentence from our article. As a matter of fact, Lucas felt so certain of failure that he went to Hawaii to avoid the first screening. If you read our article, you know that the article is talking about George Lucas, the director of the Star Wars movies. This sentence is talking about his first film opening for Star Wars. George Lucas actually thought that the film was going to be a big failure. But as a matter of fact, it became the second biggest moneymaker of all time. I will show you how to use this idiom in a conversation. Hey, Serena, are you planning on seeing Laura while she's here in Taipei? As a matter of fact, we had dinner together last night. I said Laura's name to Serena without knowing she had dinner with her last night. All right. Here is one more example sentence for you guys. I have the same shoes as you. As a matter of fact, I'm wearing them right now. You know, me and Christina have similar taste in fashion. As a matter of fact, we bought the same exact shirt the other day. What can I say? We're twins. Well, that's all for today. We'll see you next time.
Rebecca, come on. We must find George Lucas.
Wait, I'm not Rebecca. Huh? I'm Princess Leia, Gabe.
Oh, well, I'm not Gabe. I'm Luke Skywalker.
Okay, let's find George Lucas.
Yeah.
But why?
Well, because we need to let him know that his show was a success.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Let's go find George Lucas.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
What is this place?
Oh.
Well, what's this over here?
What?
On the air?
On the air? Air? This looks like a spaceship.
Yes, maybe it's a spaceship.
Maybe it is.
Look over there. Wait, is that?
What's that?
Oh no! It must be the enemy!
Oh, no,
run, Princess Leia! Oh, no. May the gross be with you!
No! May the force be with you!
No! Run!
Star Wars: Return of the Franchise. He had no idea that his movie would be the second biggest moneymaker of all time, inflation considered. May the gross be with you. According to the Statistic Brain Research Institute, the Star Wars franchise has made about $27 billion, all sales included. The six films themselves only account for over $4 billion. A total of 130 video games and 358 books also make up a tidy sum. However, the greatest contribution, about $12 billion, actually comes from toy sales.
OK, 接下来我们看 inflation 这个不可数名词 ,in 这个字是有进入的意思 ,flat 这个字根有充气的意思。所以 inflation 是指膨胀，在这里特别是指通货膨胀。例如 the country's high inflation is the main cause of its recession. 高涨的通货膨胀率是这个国家经济萧条的主因。它的动词是去掉字尾的 ion, 再加上 e 变成 inflate, 意思指充气。例如 we used machines to inflate all the balloons, 我们用机器把所有的气球都充气了。最后我们看的是 gross 这个名词， gross 在这里是指总额，例如 the company's gross doubled this year, 这家公司今年的营业总额是去年的两倍。 gross 也可以当形容词，意思是指全额的或者是未扣税的。 例如 Helen's annual gross income is around $100,000. Helen 的未税年收入大约是10万美金。和它相反的是 net, N-E-T。Net 是指净值的或者是扣完税的。例如 the net income of the product is about $2 million. 这个产品税后净值收入大约是200万美金。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Hey, Luke! Look what I found!
What is this?
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Dear Luke Skywalker, please teach English. Love, Gabe.
Really?
Who's Gabe?
Mine says...Dear Princess Leia, please teach English, love, Rebecca.
Hey.
I think we're supposed to teach English.
Well, I guess I could always try something new.
Yeah.
That's great. Gabe and Rebecca sound like wonderful people. Hey.
Huh.
That's not the enemy after all. These must be our friends.
Yeah.
Okay, Leia, let's teach something. Oh,
What
it looks like,
teach?
Oh, it looks like it says here.
Hey,
yes?
Luke, I see George Lucas in here.
George Lucas, yes. Yes, we need to find him and let him know that his movies were a success.
But according to this paper, George Lucas had no idea his movie would be the second biggest moneymaker of all time.
Exactly. Oh, this is wonderful news for George Lucas. All right, may the gross be with you.Hey, that's not right.
No, it's may the force be with you.
Well, yeah, I was confused. I said may the gross be with you before.
Uh-huh.
Gross, that's kind of like the money that a movie will make. May the gross be with you. Of course, it does sound a lot like what we often say in our movies. May the force be with you.
Yes. You know, Luke, on my paper, I see something about InfoCloud and something aboutMovie quotes.
Info cloud.
Yeah.
I love clouds.
Me too.
We fly through clouds all the time.
But Luke, I think this time we're supposed to go to the info cloud.
Well, let's go.
Let's do
it. Let's go to the info cloud. This way.
That way?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, that way.
If you're a movie buff, you may be interested in the top 100 American movie quotes of all time, voted by the American Film Institute.
One thing judges were asked to consider when making their decision was, is the movie quote now a part of popular culture? That is it something people actually say in their own lives?
For example, when people run into an unexpected difficulty, they might say out loud, Houston, we have a problem.
Now, I admit I've said that before. That was, of course, a quote from the 1995 film Apollo 13, and it was listed at number 50. Okay, have you ever said these? I'll be back, or hasta la vista, baby.
I confess I have.Both phrases were originally spoken by actor Arnold Schwarzenegger in the Terminator movies. As famous movie quotes, they appear on the list at number 37 and 76, respectively.
So, did a quote from Star Wars make the list? You bet. And it landed at the number 8 position. It was spoken by the character Han Solo, and it's something I think...All Star Wars fans have said and continue to say from time to time, May the Force be with you.
许多好莱坞的电影很具影响力，到一个地步，许多经典的电影台词已经融入了我们的日常生活，变成一般的生活用语。美国电影学会曾经选出美国电影里头100句电影名言，比如说 Apollo 13 里头 Tom Hanks 讲的Houston, we have a problem. 许多人遇到无法解决的问题时，这句话就会脱口而出。Arnold Schwarzenegger 的名言 I'll be back, 还有 Hasta la vista, baby, 也成为了流行文化的用语。星际大战里头也有一句经典台词 May the force be with you, 愿原力与你同在。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Where is that info cloud? Did you see it?
No, I didn't see the info cloud. Oh. I don't know where it is.
Oh, well.
Maybe we'll find it later.
Okay, we should keep looking for it. But for now, maybe we can continue teaching some English.
Yeah.
Is that what they speak on Earth?
Yeah, they speak English, and we're supposed to be teaching English right here. But you know, Gabe, wait, you're not Gabe.
I am not Gabe.
You're Luke, but someone by the name of Gabe
yes.
left you a note.
Yes! Yes, Gabe left me a note. Okay, Princess Leia. All right, we have something that we're supposed to teach here.
Yeah.
This phrase, account for. Okay, it says that the Star Wars franchise has made about $27 billion, which is incredible. We need to tell George Lucas.
We do.
The six films themselves only account for over $4 billion.
Account for. Does that mean that it forms the total of something?
Well, yes. This means that it explains something.
Uh-huh.
So the six films only explain where $4 billion came from. But what accounts for the rest? I guess we're going to find out.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there's an example sentence here.
Yeah.
I spent some money on my trip. I love trips through
uh-huh.
space. But food and snacks accounted for most of my expenses. So I guess this person spent most of their money on food and snacks.
Interesting. My paper has an example sentence, too. It says, magazines and advertisements account for at least half of the mail I get every day.
The terrible weather accounts for the long delay.
Hmm.
This is wonderful. I love English. Oh,
yes.
What's a review skit?
A review skit? Mine says editor summary.
Oh.
I think we're supposed to go to an editor summary.
Gabe, gosh. You must be mistaken.
Let's go to an editor summary. I wonder where that might be.
Okay.
Over here?
This way.
Let's go.
Editor summary.
Yeah.
The release of the first Star Wars was in 1977, and its franchise is still with us. Episode 7 is now on the horizon, and there's lots of excitement surrounding it. But when the first film opened, director George Lucas was so sure of its failure that he went to Hawaii to avoid the screening. He didn't know that with inflation even considered, it would be the second largest moneymaker of all time. In fact, the Statistic Brain Research Institute says that Star Wars' six films account for over $4 billion of the $27 billion franchise. The rest comes from video games and books and toys.
Hey, it says the end.
It's the end!
It's the end!
That must mean we must prepare for battle. I must grab my lightsaber.
And we must come back tomorrow.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Come on.
Right
let's
here
go.
On the air. Okay, let's go.
Oh, yeah, let's go. Let's